Particularly pleased on Saturday. I thought we affected Huddersfield in many different ways, you know, and you know, I thought we were productive in many ways, and we scored two goals. I thought it could have been more, and barring a kind of bitter twist of luck really for their breakaway goal, when we were just going to score our third, it seemed, I thought we were productive throughout the game as well. Very good organisation, very good energy levels, but also some of the passing movement. And when I spoke early season about the fluidity in our play, I thought there was really good signs of that. And you know, I suggested after the Blackburn game, you've got to find different ways of winning. We have to continually work at it. But there's a good mental sort of side and mental strength to the team that has been on show recently. And as I suggest, finding them different ways to win games is invaluable to the group. And they're showing good signs of that at the moment.
On paper, this fixture looks like one that could produce a lot of goals. Your opponents have scored, what, 8 goals in the last 2 games, and you've been providing that threat you've been talking about. Is it as simple as that? Do you look at the individuals and the recent results and go, this is going to be an open one?
No, they're only markers. They're only, you know, guides. You can never guarantee the next result. You know, all the stats you want, you put them in the melting pot after the last game, that doesn't guarantee the next one. So, you know, we're well aware that the focus and the clarity of thought, you make sense of the last one, of course. You do supply certain bits of information for the team before the next game. It really comes down to the focus and demand of that game and how that game, you know, maps out during the 90-ish minutes, 95 minutes or whatever the referee decides to play. So, you know, we don't overthink what's gone on in the past. We look forward to the future.
In terms of Fulham, the last couple of results, they've got pretty resounding victories. Is that starting to put them to more where they perhaps should be in terms of the players that they've got at their disposal in that league table?
I don't think there is a should be for anyone. You know, it's one of them types of divisions. I think throughout football, I mean, if there should be, would Chelsea be where they are at the moment? You know, so shoulds and, you know, coulds are not necessarily what actually happens. You know, it's you have to perform, you have to win games, you have to get points on the table. It's fair to say they're a good side. You know, they've got some good players on paper and they're performing on the pitch in recent times. So you could say that about a number of the Championship teams. They all have a demand for different reasons, top, middle and bottom. I've said it many times before. They all have a different outcome they're searching for. Beyond the win, of course, everyone's searching for the win, but beyond that, their position in the league, the way the team's forming, the way it's working, we have to focus on ours, and that's exactly what we do.